So let's talk a little bit. You mentioned HER2 positive disease, and I'd like to maybe get an update from you of where we are today in terms of, first of all, what we know about how often you see HER2 positive colorectal cancer and what interventions are utilized, but also in terms of diagnostic tests, because I saw that at ASCO there was a paper presented, I think it was from the original HERACLES study, looking at a liquid assay for HER2 amplification and trying to correlate it with benefit. Can you kind of comment on that and the whole issue of HER2 positive colorectal cancer?
Well, HER2 positive colorectal cancer is an important subgroup. We see around 3 to 5% of patients, mainly left-sided, mainly RAS wild type, who have an HER2 amplification. At the moment, we still look at the tumor biopsies. We look at the FISH test for HER2 amplification in this group of patients, what we do in our center. And that's also based on the pioneers of this subgroup and the treatment, Dr. Siena from Italy and Dr. Bardelli from Italy, who did xenografts and then later did the clinical studies with combination treatment. This was all in amplified tumors. And also this group is now looking also at some liquid biopsies. Alberto Bardelli, who was in the past working with Vogel's team and John Hopkins, he's a pioneer in this marker test and a believer also that liquid biopsies may play a role in this group of patients. But in clinical practice today, for me and the oncologist, practicing oncologist, recommendation is to look into that in patients failing different treatment options, and especially focus that on the left-sided RAS wild-type tumors, because that's the highest chance of finding an HER2-amplified tumor. If the tumor is amplified, HER2-amplified, then the message is not to treat him with one agent. The HERACLES study was a combination of the HER2 antibody trastuzumab plus lapatinib, the TKI. There are some data also on trastuzumab, pertuzumab. There are some further studies ongoing, but it seems that we need to give a doublet of two HER2 blockers based on the tumor analysis, the HER2 amplification.